Hey, I know you're busy. Don't worry about listening to this until you get home, 'cause it'll be kinda long. Sorry in advance, I know I can be long-winded and boring at times. I would have just texted you this, but I felt like saying these things out loud would be better. Old-fashioned and romantic, too. Plus, I know you like ASMR and stuff, so at least this will be nice for you to listen to, hopefully, if it doesn't creep you out. There's a lot to say. It's hard to know where I should even begin. I guess I should have planned something out, like a script. I'll just speak from my heart instead. These are my raw, unfiltered emotions for you. I hope my feelings won't scare you away. Well, I get excited whenever I get a notification on my phone because I think it might be a message from you. When you're away and busy, I go through our old messages and write down important details about you more often than I would like to admit. You mean a lot to me, so I want to remember as much as I can about you. Your interests, favorite music, stuff like that. When I come across memes or funny pictures I think you'd like, I think, oh gosh, that's exactly his type of humor. That happens a lot, actually. I end up not sending you stuff though, 'cause I'm afraid I'll bother you if I send you too many things. I have lots of things I've saved because they remind me of you. Even if I'm too scared to send them to you, it's nice to just look at the folder I've made with all your stuff in it. I guess you could kind of call it a shrine. I think about you all day and I get really excited when you come online. I feel like Jay Gatsby looking at that green light when I see you're active. I don't want to seem desperate by messaging you first, but I honestly am desperate for you. I love talking to you. When I go to sleep, this might sound a little stupid, but I think about us doing stuff together. Yes, a lot of that sort of stuff, too, but also just like sitting at a restaurant together and holding hands on the tabletop, taking unflattering pictures of you when you least expect it, then having you chase me so I can delete them off my phone. On second thought, I don't think it would be possible to get a bad picture of you. You're always so cute. Speaking of pictures, I actually have a little sort of confession to make. Sort of embarrassing, but whatever. Here it goes. I can't look at your picture all at once. What I mean is that, I started a corner of the picture, then I'll work my way to the center where your face usually is. Then I'll close the app because I just get too embarrassed. I can't bring myself to stare at your face for too long. It makes me blush too hard. You're so hot. I have every picture you've posted saved on my phone. I'm too shy to look at them normally, though. I can't just look at it immediately whenever I feel like it. It's an act of bravery for me to open up the photo app again, just for me to catch a peripheral glimpse of your face for maybe 5 seconds. So, that's also why I don't open up my heart locket necklace very often. Just makes me nervous thinking about looking at you. Sorry if this isn't making any sense. Emotions tend to not make sense. I feel like I can tell you things I can't tell anyone else. I'm grateful to have someone like you who I can tell anything to. Finishing each other's sentences and stuff. I always get flustered when that happens. My face gets red and everything. We really compliment each other. I imagine kissing your cheeks and you kissing mine, and how I would blush so hard if you did that. It makes me so hot thinking about you placing your hand on my lower back. I'd like it if you patted my head and stroked your hand down my hair. If I could bear the touch, that is. I would probably be too shy to touch you or to be touched by you at first. For a while, actually. I would probably look at my shoes the whole time because eye contact with you would be too intense upon first meeting. Especially since I can't even look at a photo of you properly. But I hope it's not too annoying for you to deal with. I promise I can give you something worthwhile if you give me a chance. Sorry if it's weird, but I'd even like for you to rub under my chin. Like, oh, what you would do to a cat. Yeah, I know. Kinda pathetic. Well, you make me pathetic. You've really got a grip on me. I'm putting all my eggs in one basket with how much I think about you all the time. How much I want us to be together and stuff, but I can't help it. I like you too much. I crave your affection. I know it can lead to me getting hurt, but at this point, I don't really care. My heart is yours, and it's yours to break if you wish. Usually, I'd keep my heart guarded because I'm afraid of what will happen if I don't. But this is different. I don't want to go on living with the regret of never telling you how I truly feel. My heart aches for you. It jumps and skips and twirls around. And I can't tame it. My heart's kind of just taking the reins, and I just sit by and watch where it takes me. It feels like there's a fire inside me. Sometimes it's mellow. It's a light that guides me, that warms me, that makes me smile and sigh when I'm doing mundane tasks like cooking or folding laundry. Sometimes it's raging and passionate, hungry, desperate, obsessed, uncontrollable. It consumes me, but no matter if it's a calm fire or a violent one, the state of the fire doesn't matter. It always burns for you. I've tried to calm my emotions down and repress them before the situation got this bad. Well, that was a failure. I couldn't repress them anymore. It was unbearable. You know, it's actually kind of amazing that I happened to be born at just the right time to meet you. Not too early, not too late. And all these other circumstances that led me to meet you. I guess I'm just overthinking it. I can't think straight right now. I haven't been able to think straight ever since I started noticing I had a little crush on you. I want to hold you in a loving embrace and feel the warmth from your chest, and I want you to feel mine. And we'll share our warmth together. Gosh, I feel like my phone is about to slip out of my hands with how sweaty my palms have been getting, telling you all this stuff. Thank you if you listened to me up to this point. I've never really exposed my emotions to this extent, so it's a little scary. It felt nice to share my heart with you, though, even if you'll end up shattering it. it's a pain worth enduring. I thought that you might like to know how much someone wants you. Everyone has moments of self-depreciation, no matter how headstrong they might be, so if you ever start thinking that no one likes you, that no one thinks about you, just know that I do. The thought of you thinking that way about yourself pains me. Well, I don't want to bother you for too long. I know you're really busy, I just wanted to tell you how I felt. I thought I should get it off my chest before, well, in case we grow apart for some reason. That would be quite sad, really. But I understand that circumstances change sometimes. I wanted to tell you before it's too late. It's a bit kind of a big request, but let me know how you feel about me too, please. I've been dying to know if I'm not the only one. Perhaps we can make our connection stronger. I want you to have me in any way you like. However, if I've disturbed you, I'm sorry for bothering you. I'll go away now. Even if you don't want anything to do with me after this, at least I'll still have the memory of you and what could have been, if I suited you better. So, I can't give you enough thanks for that. Bye-bye now.